NESL with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, the Queensland government has lost $2 million in an alleged international scam. In December last year, the Noosa Council was victim to a major incident of fraud, which resulted in the significant financial loss of ratepayer funds. The Noosa Council has confirmed that around $440,000 have been recovered with the help of banks and the authorities. The Australian Federal Police and Joint Policing Cybercrime Coordination Centre are now investigating the incident, with a total loss of around $1.9 million, supposedly stolen by an international crime gang. Noosa Council CEO Larry Sengstock has said council systems were not breached or affected, and no data was stolen, and there is no impact to the public or our services. They've come in, perpetrated the crime, and taken the money. That money was taken overseas very quickly. Sengstock has commented that the attack was sophisticated, strategic, and targeted. An investigation into the death of meter reader Kane Minion has begun, with the coronial inquest following his fatal attack from dogs on a property in Logan. While working for Energy Queensland in 2022, Kane was tragically killed in a fatal dog attack at the Greenbank property, where four dogs lived, including a bank dog, bull mastiff, and other aggressive guard dog breeds. The investigation will look into the safety and procedures of remote meter reader and contractor safety precautions, and the dogs are confirmed to be euthanized after the event. A retired pump contractor, Brian Harnett, reported to the inquiry that he also visited the Greenbank property a few times for maintenance issues. Mr. Harnett has described the dog's aggression, saying, "I looked up and the dogs were coming down the driveway. As soon as I saw them, I thought no and got back into the car." The owner of the dogs, Dean Murray, was overseas at the time of the event, and he has said that the dogs are kept as pets, despite signage on the fence with a warning of guard dogs on duty.
In national news, the Australian Signals Directorate, who is responsible for detecting and disrupting malicious cyber threats, wants certain passwords habits to be over, as the amount of money lost to cybercrimes continues to rise. ASD Director General Abigail Bradshaw told SBS News that "I hope using passwords is over. What we need is more technologies that enable multi-factor authentication, so that you are never solely reliant on a username and a password. Networks are increasingly not being hacked, but are being breached through compromised or stolen credentials to gain unauthorized access," she said. In almost half of the incidents impacting large organizations, access was gained using real usernames and passwords, often stolen or bought by cyber criminals on the dark web. Last year, individual victims of cybercrimes across Australia lost an average of $33,000, an 8% increase. On Tuesday, the ASD released its annual cyber threat report, revealing businesses suffered even higher losses, doubling to roughly $202,000 per crime.
The Australian Federal Police are investigating Lydia Thorpe for her comments made threatening to burn down Parliament House. The comments were made at a rally in Naam on Sunday, where the Senator for Victoria made a comparison between the predicament of Palestinians as similar to Indigenous Australians. In her speech, Thorpe stated, "So we stand with you every day, and we will fight every day, and we will turn up every day, and even if I have to, burn down Parliament House to make a point." While Thorpe has defended the comments as an obvious, not literal threat, and as a figure of speech, the investigations continue. "This mock outrage is ridiculous. While people are dying and starving in Gaza, politicians and media are once again clutching their pearls and chasing a scandal," said Thorpe.
In international news, Madagascar's president Andry Rajoelina fled the country on a French military plane after losing the support of the elite CAPSAT army unit, which joined youth-led protest against corruption and poverty. The French government reportedly arranged his evacuation, and his current location is unclear. The CAPSAT unit, which helped Rajoelina rise to power in 2009, declared it was taking control of the military. Protesters and soldiers demanded his resignation amid escalating unrest. As one protester said, "In 16 years, the president and his administration have done nothing but enrich themselves while the populace remains impoverished." For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. and it's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is currently at 6 and predicted to reach 9.9, which is considered very high. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
I've got a confession to make.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.